Today is March 10th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Virgil Swenson is Sunset Tire Shop proprietor now. Through a deal completed yesterday, B.K. Cogdill, Sudden Serviceman, sells his interest in the Sunset Tire Service Shop to Virgil Swenson, formerly with the Callison Motor Company Repair Department. Mr. Swenson is an experienced mechanic with a larger number of acquaintances and friends on the harbor. His experience includes a good record in the Ford Company's plant at Detroit, as well as some time spent in the Dodge and Hudson Essex factories. Mr. Swenson plans to operate a repair shop that will be first class in every respect, as well as supply those in need with tires and accessories. Mr. Cogdill was not ready to make his plans public last night, except to say that he was going to take a well-earned vacation. However, his promises that Hoquiam will hear from him again in the automobile line in this city and wishes to assure his patrons that the new venture will be worth watching for. He leaves the first of the week to loaf and get new ideas around Seattle and Portland. He has retained his Ajax agency and announces that Mr. Swenson will take care of the Ajax services until further notices. In other news, logger killed at Donovan's camp. When he fell about 20 feet while working at Donovan Corkery Camp No. 6 yesterday, George Cheetus, 27, was killed instantly. Cheetus, who came here from Portland, had been employed at the camp for nearly a year. He is survived by a brother living in Aberdeen and his parents in Greece. The body is at the Whiteside Funeral Establishment. Funeral arrangements have not been made. And finally, Captain Reed brings in Danish steamer. Captain A.W. Reed, Willapa Harbor pilot, brought in the Danish steamer Transvaal from Willapa Harbor, bringing his equipment with him on the ship. The Ford was discharged at the port dock, being put ashore just like a slingload of lumber. He will be here until Monday, when he expects to go to Seattle. He said that a recent survey of Willapa Bar showed a depth of 39 feet. Transvaal started loading immediately, expecting to finish by tomorrow, taking over 1 million feet for Japan. Santium, Hammond Lumber Company steamer schooner, will load today, starting yesterday afternoon at the AJ West Mill. The Astoria, a Hammond boat, completed yesterday at the Blagan Mill and will go to sea today. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 9, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at PolsonMuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at PolsonMuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.